This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The days between Christmas and New Year's can be a little slow on the economic news front, but we do have some new data out today. The U.S. trade deficit in goods, that's stuff as opposed to services, shrank for the third straight month in November. So we now have the smallest merchandise trade gap in 3 years. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on why that gap is shrinking and how it relates to that thing we've been talking about all year, the trade war.
Imports fell because businesses are uncertain. That's according to Bill Watson at the think tank the R Street Institute. He says phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal isn't in the books yet. So?
What we see here is potentially American importers responding to the trade war by decreasing the amount of business that they're doing.
He says businesses haven't seen the fine print of any of the pending trade deals the White House is trying to get done in the new year, but if and when they do...
Hopefully, we'll see less of that as importers have a clearer picture of what it is that they'll be able to import and from where and at what price.
He says U.S. buyers might have been anticipating that tariffs would roll back on products they were looking to import from China, but only a few, including cell phones, laptops, and video game consoles, were spared a tariff increase earlier this month. And Watson says ever since the trade war with China began, U.S. importers have been putting a lot of effort into finding other duty-free places to get their stuff from, instead of focusing on business as usual.
It reduces productivity and has major downstream effects that we may not see right away. But will certainly develop over time, especially if the trade uncertainty continues and compounds.
Robert Scott at the Economic Policy Institute says these numbers show that clouds are gathering on the global economic horizon.
Some slight reduction in the trade deficit is a reflection of the fact that the economy is not growing as fast as it was in 2018 or earlier in 2019.
The Commerce Department will release full international trade data next week, including for services, where the U.S. normally runs a surplus. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.